welcome back to Morning Glory here with me. My name is Sophia. We've had a really gorgeous show this morning and it just keeps getting better. I've got Sanat on the line here. Kia ora, Sanat. How are you doing? Oh, technical difficulty.
Kia ora, I'm Kia ora.
Oh, yes. Hello. How are you doing, babe?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. This is, for our listeners, this is really special because Sanat and I are friends and this is just, I don't know, this is so fun. I love that we're doing this. Oh, yay, exciting. So for everyone who doesn't know, Sanat is from Tamaki. But she moved to Melbourne earlier this year. How's Melbourne suiting you, babe?
It is so good. I love it here.
It's so you. I feel like it's, look, we miss you a lot, but like also it makes so much sense.
You're so cute. I miss you guys.
I miss you. Anyway, we're here to chat about your new single, Worst Thing I Could Do, which can I say is so beautiful. I have been putting this song on repeat. It got on, you know how you have like those on repeat like playlists that Spotify makes for you? It ended up in like my top three within like 2 days, which is maybe a little embarrassing. That's like super fan stalking, but it's fine. It's really gorgeous. Of course. Let's listen to this track and we're gonna sort out our technical difficulties here, which is a little bit funny, a little bit silly. Anyway, we'll be right back and we're gonna listen to this track from Sanat. This is Worst Thing I Could Do, and then we're gonna talk all about it. Here it is.
You forced me, dear, to bloom all year. The light of me you made disappear. While I grieve, you sit and steer. Just like you had no fear. Used to think that loving was the worst thing I could do. Now I don't think it's a waste, even if it was on you. My missing rib, but you'll still resist. You wish that you were my last kiss. Swear I'm everything that you'll miss. Now I know I was never here. Used to think that loving was the worst thing I could do. Now I don't think it's a waste, even if it was on you. I swore I wouldn't hold you to your past, 'cause you know. It's the worst thing I could do. Thought I'd spend the rest of time with you. They thought we were in game two. You stood and dumped me in the avenue. Can get you off me like a damn tattoo. Used to think that loving was the worst thing I could do. Now I don't think it's a waste, even if it was on you. I swore I wouldn't hold you to your past, 'cause you know.
Worst Thing I Could Do by Sanat. We've got her on the line after some technical difficulties. Hopefully they've sorted themselves out. Hello, hello, hello. Have we got you?
Yes, you've got me.
Gorgeous. So glad to hear it. Well, we just listened to your track and it's so beautiful. I was in the process of asking you a little bit about the making of this track. Do you want to speak about that first?
Yeah. So I had a session with Christian, and he's a really talented musician, producer. And it was one of my first sessions away from producers that I've consistently worked with in the past. So it was like the very beginning stages of like putting myself out there and like connecting with other musicians in New Zealand. And we just kind of talked about what artists we've been listening to and what we really like. And we both really liked Boy Genius at the time and like Phoebe Bridgers and all of that like sad girl music. And yeah, so then we kind of just started like coming up with things, and it was actually quite easy to write the lyrics for me. It just kind of came to me really fast, especially because like I guess I was kind of going through it as I was writing it. But yeah, which was like a really beautiful process.
Yeah.
And I'm really grateful for it. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like anytime you're, you know, going through it or going through a hard time or in the middle of a breakup or something, it's so easy to just pour your heart out, which is one of the great parts about writing a bit of a heartbreak song, which this is a little bit.
Yeah.
So not to be cheesy, but what is the worst thing you could do? What's this track kind of about for you?
Oh, okay. So I want to say the worst thing I could do is probably go back into a relationship with someone that I've already dated in the past.
Oh,
I think that's
no.
the worst thing I could do.
No, girl. We got to change that.
Exactly.
No, write it in a song, get it all out, and never do it again.
Exactly. Once I write a song, I can't go back.
Exactly. You put it all out there. Everybody knows now.
Exactly.
I did also want to talk about like this song, and you kind of touched on it a little bit before. You know, you're being inspired by artists such as Faye Webster and Boy Genius, Phoebe Bridgers, which, oh, love, me too. Worst thing I could do is quite noticeably different from, I guess, some of your previous work, which has been a lot more R&B, neo-soul, pop kind of sound. What made you kind of want to experiment with your sound a little bit more? What inspired this choice?
I think it was honestly just making music that I usually listen to. As much as I do love listening to R&B and like pop music, most of the time I do listen to more like indie, I don't know if indie is the right word, but like, you know, like more like sad girl sounds, if that makes sense.
Like
I usually listen to more indie artists, but I have a more R&B voice, if that makes sense. So I kind of just wanted to put two and two together and see what it sounded like.
No, I love it. And I really think your voice really, really suits this genre like so well. Do you think you'll continue writing in this kind of genre or keep experimenting or return to R&B pop? Where do you kind of want to take your sound?
I kind of just want to do everything. Yeah, like I see myself writing more music that's more of the sound. I've got heaps of R&B songs that are coming out next year. But yeah, like R&B is definitely like my thing, but I will always make like more like indie, like singer-songwriter type songs as well.
Yeah, you can do anything, honestly. I also wanted to talk about, I mean, you moved to Melbourne earlier this year to train in musical theatre, which is so sick. Do you find that your experience and, I guess, skill set that you have from musical theatre influences the music you make in any way?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I feel like it does to a certain degree, like in terms of technique and like wanting to explore different things, because musical theatre is such a different genre to like R&B and like pop and stuff. But I feel like I also kind of like having the two, because it kind of makes me like have two different things that are so different from each other. And I never really, really mix the two, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, totally.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Like, for instance, if you know Renee Rapp, she started doing theatre and she was on Broadway. And, like, the music she makes now is, like, not theatre-y at all, but it's, like, got that like musical theater influence in the sense that it's got like super good technique and like she's so vocally impressive.
Totally.
Does that make sense?
Totally. And I think like, I mean, my musical theater days are over, but I remember like the voice training that you do is so intensive and so valuable for putting that into your own work, and you get to learn just like really push your voice to the limits, I feel, in musical theater. Yeah. And like quite noticeably so than many other genres, I think, because you know there's practicing belting or whatever, like you really get to push your voice, which I feel like would be so valuable for your own stuff as well.
Yes, definitely. You get to explore so many different sounds and you don't realize that your voice can make those sounds.
Totally. And that, yeah, they'll make you do the weird ones as well.
Yeah.
I was also quite curious about the cover and I guess promotion for this track. It's this great photo of you standing with a horse for our listeners who haven't seen it. Was there any particular reason for that choice? I mean, it's a gorgeous photo anyways, but was there like a reasoning behind it as well?
I get asked this quite a lot, but the thing is, I just really like horses and I just wanted something cutesy, but also I've always wanted to have like a ranch and I've always like envisioned myself like in the future having a ranch and like having kids and all sorts and like my future like partner or whatever. And like, I thought it was kind of fitting because like, I always would talk about like wanting to get a ranch and stuff like that. And like, the lyrics of the song are a lot about like thinking this person was like in game for me and all sorts. So I guess it kind of ties in, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that does make sense. I mean, it's such a beautiful photo. I love it. Any horse promo, I'm so here for it. And just my last question for you, what's kind of next? Are you going to be playing any shows in Aotearoa when you come back over summer or anything, or more music? What's next for you?
So I currently don't have a show for this summer, but I will definitely have a few shows over the next year, probably both in Melbourne and in Auckland. And I have lots and lots of music coming out. Like, I'm so stoked for this new project. Like, it's so different to what I normally do, but also it's like still so smart.
Beautiful. It's so exciting. Oh, yay. Glad to hear more music is coming out. It's been so lovely chatting to you and congratulations on the single. This has been so gorgeous. Sonata and I are friends, as I said before. So this is just very special and I'm very proud of you and I miss you. Thank you so much for calling up.
Thank you so much for having me. I've had such a beautiful time. Yay. I miss you guys. I'm so stoked to be back soon.
Yes, come back now, please. Thank you so much. That was Sanat speaking to me about Worst Thing I Could Do, her newest track. We've played it before. And so go listen to that yourself and more music coming from her very, very soon. Thank you so much, Sanat.
Thank you.